Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump back in criminal court today as his hush money trial resumes in New York City. This morning, he went to a construction site in Midtown Manhattan and shook hands with the construction workers there. At the U.S. Supreme Court, Trump's lawyers will argue that he should have absolute immunity over anything he did while in office. While in Arizona,
Donald Trump is unindicted co-conspirator one in a case out of Arizona that said he and others schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency to keep Trump in office after the 2020 election against the will of Arizona's voters. The indictment names 11 Republican electors and references when they met at party headquarters to certify the election for Trump, even though Joe Biden won the state. The Arizona indictment also charges seven others, including Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Trump's senior advisor Boris Epstein.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. More protests on college campuses this week. This is ABC News. A heartbreaking message from one of the American hostages being held by Hamas. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Halley.
The world is now seeing Hirsch Goldberg Pollan alive, more than 200 days after the American-Israeli citizen was taken hostage during the October 7th attack. The 24-year-old says, "Mom, Dad, Libby, Orly, I love you very much. I miss you very much. I think of you every day that I'm here. I need you to stay strong for me and not stop fighting."
It's unclear when that message was actually recorded. Birth rates once more on the decline. The latest CDC data released this morning reports nearly 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That is down 2% from the year before, and it continues a decline in births across the country over the past decade. The city of Venice will begin a new pilot program today, charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. Officials are hoping this will deter tourists from overwhelming the city's residents during peak hours. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win in Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to a 3-2 win over the Pirates. Pittsburgh walked in a couple of Brewer batters in the third. Milwaukee very shorthanded for pitchers. Bryce Wilson got his second chance at starting a game. Manager Pat Murphy.
I'm finding that out right now. I'm finding out I like him as a starter. I think he can do it. and I think he's getting started at it, you know, and I think he's very, very capable.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tomorrow afternoon in Game 3 of their best-of-seven series. Chris Middleton says he's all right after missing part of the first half of the last game, getting a sore ankle retaped. College hoops, more players entering the transfer portal for more NIL cash. Greg Gard last night in Madison asked about A.J. Storr and Chucky Hepburn leaving the program.
I'm not mad at anybody because, or specifically Chucky and AJ, if anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or Dallas that you could go triple your income, you'd do it in a heartbeat.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity. And the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials. All around town, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX.
Hi,
Madison's
up?
Home for Matt Nair on air.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Thank you. Thanks, Leslie. The pressure's on now.
No.
Oh, boy.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. I know it
Beautiful.
Is unbelievable, right?
It's cold, though. It's 35 degrees. There was a freeze warning overnight. I don't know. I didn't see any frost on my windshield. Did you?
I didn't have any either. But, you know, I kind of miss having the birds.
Mm.
The little stuffed birds with sound effects in them that we had yesterday.
We forgot to bring them in.
Yeah. Short stack. Those were really fantastic,
they were
weren't
cool.
they?
Very cool.
Yeah. You know, we have the blue jay. I forgot I left it at home, but I love the robin. I thought the robin was really, really a perfect sound.
A you guys sound. Really like playing with toys, don't you?
Yes, we do.
That's, Well, you know, that's why we have dogs.
That's a good observation. Yeah. So, let's see. Coming up, we've got Johnny at the Movies.
Johnny at the Movies
returns.
Makes its debut, and after that, there'll be a lot more of them. This was just a more serious movie, so I kind of put it together a little differently, but it'll be more off the cuff.
Civil War is the movie you're
Civil
talking
War,
about.
Civil War, we're talking time. About this time.
But usually you do a lighter fare.
Yeah,
right?
I do it. Well, I don't get into it as much as I did in this particular review. And it's coming up in, I don't know, about 15 minutes or so. But we'll get to that. We were going to play it yesterday from Short Stack, but we forgot.
We got, okay.
We're so organized. Yeah, you know, we got to really write this stuff down every once in a while.
Well, once in a while, you know, a sticky note
Put
here and there wouldn't hurt.
Together, that would help. Yeah, sticky note on our forehead.
Johnny at the Movies coming up in a little while. Again, Civil War with Kirsten Dunst. And a cast of characters. It's a really different kind of movie. I mean, it's just, and it sticks with you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'll have the review coming up.
Yep.
But so I understand Joe Biden was doing some stand-up comedy.
He was.
Was that right?
He was. Now, last
what are you
hour,
talking about?
We talked about the Bible, Trump's new Bible.
Yeah. Right.
And how all the plagues of the world will be foisted on him for adding pages to the Bible.
He just was trying to make some money, $60, you know, for a Bible and with a vinyl cover.
So, that's, you know.
And extra stuff.
He's a target now in Biden's stand-up routine.
We're calling it
that. Took aim at Don Snorleone's Bible. We could call him that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's hear what Biden had to say about that Bible.
Okay.
127.
Bragged how proud he was to get rid of Roe v. Wade over. He took credit for it. He said there has to be punishment for women exercising their reproductive freedom. His words, not mine. He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. Whoa. I almost wanted to buy one just to see what the hell's in it. It was a political deal to get rid of Roe v. Wade. A deal. Political deal he made with the evangelical base of the Republican Party to look past his moral, if they look past his moral and character flaws in exchange for his commitment to appoint justice to the Supreme Court who would overturn Roe. Don't think he's making a deal right now with MAGA extremists to ban nationwide abortion in every single state, because he's making it. That's in fact, the MAGA majority of the House of Representatives has introduced three separate bans to ban choice nationwide in every single state, based on the state, each state. But know this, as long as I have the power of the presidency, it's never going to happen. I mean it. If Congress ever passes a ban, I will veto that ban.
All right.
Yep.
Elect a Democratic Congress. Kamala and I will make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again.
Good promise.
Yep. Let's be clear. The overturning of Roe v. Wade also puts at risk broader rights of privacy for everyone. If you think I'm exaggerating, here's what Justice Thomas wrote in a concurring opinion in Roe v. Wade. He wrote that the future cases of the court should reconsider all substantive due process precedents from Griswold. Griswold legalized the use of contraception. And Obergefell legalized same-sex marriage. Justice Thomas means it, and so does Donald Trump. Again, here's what that means. The right to make the best decisions for your health, the right to use birth control, the right to marry the person you love. All that's at risk now because it's no longer viewed by some of our good friends in the court as a constitutional guaranteed right. Are we going to let that happen?
No!
I like it, man. Will you come with me?
Knows how to relate
That's
to a
good.
Crowd, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
And those are really
yeah.
good points, talking points, which, you know, all he has to do is just, you know, give that speech over and over until November. I think he's good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the whole point. You know, I hope something like that can energize the younger generation who basically put him in power and they go out and vote again. Gen Z, I'm talking to you, Sam. I know you're flip-flopping. So I know you're not.
What makes you think he's flip-flop? Throw him under the bus?
I have these crazy discussions with my Gen Z sons at home, and and they say, "Dad, we're going to vote for Biden." I said, "No, but the energy level, we got to get the energy level up.
Yes.
Everybody on campus has got to turn out the vote.
Yes.
That's the point.
It's all
you got to feel like
count.
You have to do it." And all these things that Biden just talked about are at stake.
Yeah.
And the thing here is also that the Supreme Court will probably overturn some of those things.
Right.
They have the power to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
They're a completely separate legislative branch at this point. So if we don't make it law, if they overturn something and then come back with Congress saying this is a law now, and to hell with you, Supreme Court, we're in real deep trouble, and we're going to go back to like the 19th century, essentially, in the 1800s, mid-1800s.
Okay. you're right about – I'm slightly distracted here. Sam and I are trying to communicate on something else.
Yes.
And we have a caller
on
the line.
Well, that's fantastic. Let's hear somebody else's opinion on this.
Well, yes. Good morning. Do we have Dick on the line here, I think? Hello.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello. His best joke that just it got a standing ovation. He mentioned something about, in referencing COVID 4 years ago and the anniversary of it using bleach. And he goes, yeah, he suggested using bleach, but he got it on his hair instead.
That was a good line.
Yes, that is a great line. Yeah.
Wow. God, the guy behind him stood up and started applauding and brought the house down.
Wow. That points out a really good problem with the press is that they miss a lot of the best lines.
Right.
They do. On public radio here in town, I'm listening and they play these incredibly revealing cuts from the Republicans, and I never hear from them again. They're not on their broadcast. They're not on their webpage. You can't hear it in their rebroadcast of the same story. It's crazy. These are the most revealing comments ever, and having a joke like that, that is a terrific, that's a great joke. We should be playing that constantly.
Right.
All right.
Dick, thank you for that call.
Yeah, I got another cut here from Joe Biden, just kind of wrapping up what he just said, you know, asking for the vote. Why not, right?
Absolutely.
Let's listen to 128.
Okay.
States all over this country, from Ohio, Kansas, Michigan, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Virginia, women and men in every background voted to record numbers to protect, record numbers to protect reproductive freedom. This November, you can add Florida to that list. You can. Are you ready to do that? You got to show up and vote.
That's right.
Voter turnout.
Are you ready to protect freedom? It was Donald Trump who ripped away the rights of freedom of women in America. It'll be all of us who restore those rights for women in America. And when you do that, we'll teach Donald Trump and extreme MAGA Republicans a valuable lesson.
Yes.
Don't mess with the women of America.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. There you go.
Or Dark Biden, for that matter.
Yeah.
Folks, let's get this done. Go to JoeBiden.com. Sign up. Get involved. I know you all in this room are involved. Talk to your family and friends. Organize your community. Register voters. Get them out to vote. Old-fashioned way. Pick them up on election day. Call. Do you need a ride to the polls? And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. May God bless you all. May God protect our troops. Thank you.
All right.
President Biden there. Yeah. All right. I think we got time for another cut here.
We do.
Now, switching gears completely. Of course, Trump is back with the hush money case.
Yes.
And that's happening in court. There's been some talk about this, about something going on in the courtroom while Trump is just sitting there. And Jimmy Kimmel has something on this. Apparently, Trump is releasing some gaseous materials. Go ahead.
Hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom.
Wow. Here comes Kimmel.
Just when you think the insane-o-meter has topped out, Donald Trump adds farting to his list of atrocities. This is, I mean, we're in uncharted territory here. Of course, we don't know for sure that Trump was the one farting in court, so it would not be right for me to state that he was. So I cannot in good conscience report that Trump was pumping gas like a Barstow Texaco, but I can report, to borrow a phrase he likes to use when spreading rumors, many people were saying Trump was farting in court, and not just saying it, having a lot of fun with it. This was trending on Twitter, odor in the court, as was Trump stinks. There are many fun little nuggets. We had some fun. We gave the jury gas masks in the courtroom sketch. We, just to be safe, we drew some stink lines behind him. And again, here's the thing. There's no way to prove Donald Trump was the one who dealt it. So please, don't repost this video with a dumb caption like Julius Squeezer or the shard of the deal or you have the right to remain silent but deadly. Because we don't know if any of this is true. You can't call him Gasolini. The only evidence we have that Trump has been known to publicly admit is what we've seen in old video footage like this.
My military guy's up here. Of course, excuse me.
Again, please, I'm begging you. Don't post that out of context. See, that's something
he's just trying to be fair.
He's
just trying to help.
Okay.
Just to make sure that, you know.
Yeah. Hey, it's just part of the news, you know. I mean, we got to report what's going on.
Yes. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying that too,
right?
You know, but
exactly. Okay. 18 minutes past the hour. Coming up, Johnny at the movies.
Order in the court.
Order in the court. That's good. Yeah. John's got a review of Civil War coming up.
You're You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Give me the high sign when you. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's 20 past the hour. Communication. That's what it's all about here.
Apologies for that. Yeah. I had the cue button hit, so I was hearing the music for like 20 seconds. But you guys didn't.
Okay. Thank you, Sam, for coming up with the truth. And, you know, we're just sitting
I'm
right
here.
Some
I'm
people
here for
waiting
honesty.
For you to throw it.
Some people say we sometimes make big mistakes here on the program. But, you know, they're always wrong, of course, you know.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of that, you know.
Anyway, all right.
Oh, and by the way, just a little warning, you know.
Okay.
This is a warning from Hillary Clinton.
What?
I found this tweet from her. She's on X. Yeah, and she said this, breaking, MAGA Supreme Court majority appears ready to rule that the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't extend to women with pregnancy complications or who otherwise need abortions. This is horrifying, and it's because of Donald Trump. That's her warning.
That's
her impression of, you know, some of the things that were said in court by the justices. So it looks like
she would know.
You know, there's a federal guarantee that you can get treatment for an emergency in an emergency room.
Right.
It's a law.
Yes.
And now they're
can't
going
be turned
to say
away.
Now they're going to make an exception.
Right. Yeah.
No, you can make an exception.
Yeah. Yeah, how are they going to do? I mean, they have to sort that out.
Doctors have an oath, by the way, that they have to treat people in emergency situations.
Room,
and that makes it easier for them to perform their job.
Mm-hmm.
And now if there's an exception, this is just, you know, the dominoes. You can just see them starting to fall down.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, a couple of weeks ago, maybe it wasn't that long, a week and a half or two ago, we went to see this movie that's actually at the top of the box office.
Civil War.
The last two or three weeks.
Yes.
It's Civil War, starring Kirsten Dunst. And now it's time for Johnny at the Movies. Here we go.
And now, here's that master of the cinematic arts, Mr.
John Peterson.
The passion, the pathos, the honesty, the despair.
I'm here again.
Never before have the torments of movie critics been so vividly portrayed.
One ticket or two, sir?
Two.
Oh, what the heck. Tickets for everyone. First off, director Alex Garland's version of Civil War has always been my dystopian vision of a mega government under Trump. Not surprising. It's a nerve-wracking hour and 49 minutes, mostly because you can't tell what side anybody's on. In defense of war reporters, Garland chose to follow four unbiased journalists, played by Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, a young actor, Kaylee Spaney, and Stephen McKinley Henderson, who are traveling from New York to D.C. to cover what promises to be the big story, a victory. But by this point, because of our authoritarian government, states like Texas and California have already seceded, and they form what they call the Western forces. The president, played by Nick Offerman, thought it was a great idea to pit Americans against each other, you know, with guns. It didn't turn out well. One of the film's most unsettling scenes came from a gun-toting militia guy who just got done dumping a truck full of dead bodies into a pit. He asked our four journalists,
"What kind of American are you?"
Clearly representing MAGA, right? At the midpoint of the movie, two sharpshooters were trying to take each other out in a field scattered with old Christmas decorations. One of the journalists asked,
"You don't know what side they're fighting for.
Someone's trying to kill us. We are trying to kill them."
Ambiguous, right? It was obvious to me that at some point, political reasons for the country's chaos were no longer relevant, just staying alive was. Civil War was terrifying in its violent randomness. It never lets up. Especially the jarring soundtrack of bombs and gunfire hitting you from every side. A great theater moment. The vague areas of the plot I thought were meant to add tension, and it succeeded. Again, it was nerve-wracking. Civil War is a movie I recommend. I give it 9 stars out of 10 and a full box of popcorn. Just hope no one asks you this question leaving the theater.
What kind of American are you?
Wow. Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah.
Really. And you nailed it there. I mean, it really shows conflict and what would happen in a civil war a few years from now. Let's hope that's not our future.
Well,
oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. But a great film. And again, it's doing well at the box office, which is good to see.
You know, now that we've, keep seeing all these stories from Trump, things he wants to do, you know, Project 2025,
dictatorship,
all of that stuff. If you see this movie, you'll oftentimes think of all the things that are being pre-planned if Trump were ever to get a second time at president.
What was striking to me watching these journalists, these photojournalists, being just going from conflict to conflict to cover the stories, to cover all this stuff. And it kind of puts you right in their place. They're just, they're just doing their jobs, just trying to cover it. And they did it very effectively, I thought, in the film. The director of the film did a great job of showing how media becomes part of the story sometimes just because they're there. But they're trying to just get the story out, just get the pictures out.
That's
Get the story.
That's right. And they played it pretty
neutral,
too.
And they put their lives
too.
On the line.
And that was a great idea to, use these neutral individuals. And, the press doesn't often get that tag as being neutral, right? I mean, the magazines certainly want to vilify the press. But in this case, they just, they were just trying to stay alive, get the story, get the pictures out there, get the story out there. And I think the whole film worked really well. Yeah. I'm actually a little bit surprised. I mentioned to you going into this thing, it was you guys invited us out to see the movie. And
right.
I have steered clear of all these dystopian television shows, series on streaming services, all the movies. I started doing that, I think, during the first Trump administration. I just could not handle it. We were so close to that. We were actually experiencing what was going on in these movies, these dystopian movies. I just couldn't handle it, double force. So I just steered clear. And this one, this again was the vision that I had of a second term for Trump.
Yeah, if you saw the movie, we'd be interested to know what you thought. 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us. Yeah, really hot movie right now. And it sticks with you afterwards. That's the images of all the conflict going on. And you're just kind of thrown into it. Yeah. And you can't decide who's fighting who. It's the chaos of war, too. And, of course, all the awful stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, it was great. You gotta see it. Really, we saw it on the ultra screen.
right.
And the ultra screen has this great laser projection and the crystal clarity.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you that Dolby Atmos in that theater is just shocking. The sound effects were just incredible. And you were just batted back and forth by the sound effects.
And they got nice recliners, too.
Well,
everything was in focus. The sound was good.
Oh, yeah. Was it in focus for you?
It was.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. It's good to know.
I'm always checking the focus.
Yes. Yes, you are.
That's my part.
And it's a good thing that you are.
Got to keep these projectionists on their toes.
You're a movie watchdog for everybody. Yes.
Okay. All right. More of John and Gordy coming back with what Ron Johnson wants people to see at every stage of abortion.
Of abortion.
Oh, boy.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
An agriculture instructor from Houstisford, one of the six Alice in Dairyland finalists. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We're going to take the opportunity to introduce you to each of the six finalists. Sierra Essek is coming up next.
Automatic feed pushing has never been more attainable with the all-new Lely Juno from Lely Center Monroe. Enjoy the benefits of flexible and frequent feed pushing from your farm for less than $20 a day while saving money on labor and fuel. 24-hour feed pushing ensures there's always fresh feed at the bunk, stimulating consumption and resulting in higher feed intake. Right now, get special financing for 48 months at 0% interest. Get pre-qualified at Lely.com or stop by the shop in Monroe.
One of the six Alice in Dairyland finalists includes Sierra Essek. She is currently the FFA advisor and agriculture instructor at Houstisford High School. She grew up on her grandparents' dairy farm outside of Fort Atkinson and says that that's part of what inspired her to want to educate others about Wisconsin agriculture.
Within the classroom, I'm only able to teach within the four walls. Of course, we go outside and we do labs and activities, but I wanted to educate consumers on a larger scale, all the way from our fourth graders and our young children, all the way up to the elderly and those consumers who are buying the products that we produce here in Wisconsin, and just educating them and making them familiar with the farmers and producers that bring us those products. Mm-hmm.
Sierra Essek from Fox Lake. She is one of the six finalists that would like to become Wisconsin's next agriculture ambassador. You can find out more about each of the finalists and the finale event coming up next Saturday in Sturgeon Bay. Go to aliceindairyland.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our BaseLite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. BaseLite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about BaseLite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And Farm First Dairy Cooperative, headquartered in Madison, has announced their new general manager. His name, Mick Holm. Mick is no stranger to the cooperative. He's served as the director of milk marketing since 2019. Some of the responsibilities he's had to tackle include keeping the milk hauling schedule in place, working with the buyers that have relationships with Farm First, and also making sure that they comply with stringent federal regulations. Mick Holm, the new general manager of Farm First Dairy Cooperative, with members in Wisconsin, South Dakota, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Thursday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. Our high tomorrow, 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity. And the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Wine, the only fancy French wine sold in a handy, resealable cardboard carton. 49 cents a quart or 89 cents a gallon. Sure, you pay a few pennies more, but it's worth it.
You know, if he was ahead of his time, who knew? Ed. Mad Radio, yep. WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And we got this text in. I agree with your review and comments. I'm telling people I don't recommend seeing it, but everyone must see it.
Talking about Civil
Very
War.
Very good point. Very good movie. Point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we've got Stephanie Miller, Sexy Liberal, Save the World Comedy Tour tickets to give away.
You got to see this. Yes.
Yeah. She is going to be at the Barrymore Theater Saturday, May 11th, 8 p.m. is showtime. Doors open at 7, and this show is for adults 18 plus, okay? And I'll tell you what, let's give away these tickets right now. Let's get the phone lines going. A pair of tickets to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Again, Saturday, May 11th, it's coming up. And, in fact, we're going to be talking to Stephanie Miller, I think, next week.
Yes.
We've got that
lined up. We'll be talking to her.
And
the sexy senior liberals.
That's us. Yes.
Right.
Stephanie Miller, of course, she's going to bring her whole crew to the Barrymore Theater. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
that is
going to
be
good. Go. Okay.
Yeah.
So phone lines are open, 608-879-8255.
Oh, all right, I can't wait for that.
It's going to be really good.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna, we'll be there, too, by
That's
the way.
That's right.
We'll be, by the way.
We'll be in the lobby.
Be very,
what?
I guess.
What?
Don't throw anything on the floor because we're going to be cleaning up.
Well, we're not.
You know, don't drop popcorn. You
yeah,
know, you know, just
it's
don't
part of
throw
our,
your wrappers on the floor.
It's part of our job. You know, it's just I
we'll be sweeping up
I,
after you know, the lobby clears out and everybody's in the theater. Yeah. We'll be out in the
you
front.
Know, people you know, do what they do.
Clearing
you know,
stuff up.
We'd appreciate it if you could be neat and clean.
Yeah.
But you know, we've got to do what we kind of do. Yeah.
We got the mop and ready.
Make a couple of bucks here and there. It's the way it's always been. It's the way it always will be.
It right. will always be it like is. That.
Okay.
All right, let's get to something that's kind of crazy, right? This is birth control.
All right.
And there is a Trump-backed Republican candidate saying it like it is. And I think that...
Well... You know, it's a topic that comes up every once in a while, birth control. You know, it should be legal. It is legal.
It is legal.
And it should continue to be legal, correct?
But,
I
mean, you know, Justice Thomas, we heard earlier that Justice Thomas obviously has put that on the block, definitely wants to take another look at that.
Unbelievable.
There's
it's
this crazy thing
nuts.
That they just want to dismantle everything. Again, progress that has taken place.
Right.
It is a living document. This Constitution is a living document. It should at least, you know, take into consideration how times have changed.
Yep.
So and morals have changed.
Exactly.
Yes. And how we've learned from the past.
Right?
But have we really learned from the past?
Yes. You would think we have, but it seems like we're going back in time. So anyway.
Well, yes.
By the way,
Arizona wanted to go to 1864.
That's right.
Wisconsin wanted to go to 1849.
Yes. All right. I think we're ready to go now.
Okay, now we've got...
have you just been killing time?
Yes, we have.
Oh, apologies.
Yes. That's okay.
Sorry for everyone who has been hanging on the line waiting for me to answer. I was taking down the information from our winner who called in first.
We do have our winner.
Yes.
Stephanie Miller. We'll have more tickets again tomorrow.
Don in Wild Rose.
All right, Don.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Tomorrow we're going to give away two pair of tickets.
All right.
Okay.
Let's play Cut 123. Again, this is a candidate backed by Trump. Let's hear what she has to say about birth control.
It should not be legal. I think that people believe that birth control is it's better, like you said, because, oh, then you won't get pregnant and you won't need to have an abortion. But I think that it gives people the false sense of security that they can have consequence-free sex, and that's not true and it's not correct. Sex ought to be between one man and one woman in the confines of marriage.
I'm glad you think
so. And open to life.
And open to life, absolutely.
You know, they're saying they're coming after your gay marriage next. They're coming after your birth control after that and everything else. Well, you know what? Yeah. Absolutely.
It should not be legal.
There you go.
Okay.
That this is what they really think.
Yeah.
And this is Christian nationalism.
Yeah. Saying the quiet part out loud. No. Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And Ron Johnson is chiming in on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a true nightmare. As I mentioned before, Ron Johnson always wants us to understand the problem, which means that we never come up with a solution. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is his stall tactic, where we never do anything in government. We just try to understand the problem.
Right.
Anyway, he wants to understand abortion. He wants everyone to see and be shown abortions at every stage of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. This is what he wants everybody to see. Let's listen to him describe this at Cut 124.
Should have an education campaign that describes what life looks like inside the womb at different stages, you know, what babies can experience when they're viable, but also as important as it would be, you know, what does an abortion look like at 4 weeks and 8 weeks and 12 weeks?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he wants to show the pictures.
An abortion at, I think, even up to 12 weeks is mm-hmm. basically invisible. Like, a fetus is microscopic still at that point.
Yes. Did you happen to see the pictures? I want to recommend everybody check out The Guardian has an article on it from October 2022. I'll give you the title of it. All you have to do is put in The Guardian and this title, What a Pregnancy Actually Looks Like.
Mm-hmm.
Type that in and you'll get this article, and they have pictures at all these different stages of pregnancy. And it is indistinguishable. You don't know what it is.
Mm.
You don't. It is amazing that these pictures have never been out there before, at least not that I have ever seen.
Mm.
If you see these pictures, you'll understand that, you know, many weeks after, it's indistinguishable. Inception. You can't really see any kind of fetus at all.
Mm. And adding on that, I know it applies to all mammals, probably almost any kind of, like, large animal, all of their fetuses look almost indistinguishable up until, like, more than a month after conception.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
all of these animals look basically the same. They are hardly even, like, distinguishable as a living thing. They just
That's
look
right.
like a lump.
Yeah, and kind of furry and all that stuff that, you know, is around the developing fetus. In fact, I think The Guardian went all the way up to 9 weeks, and it's still indistinguishable at that point. So check that out if you can. Again, it is at What a Pregnancy Actually Looks Like, The Guardian, and it's from October of 2022. Funny, these pictures just, you know, haven't been spread around the Twitter sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been. But I got this incredible idea after hearing Ron Johnson talk about seeing every stage of an abortion.
Yeah, what's the idea?
In pregnancy. What? And my idea turned out not to be so original, because I was starting to see it trend on Twitter X, this very same idea, and I'll pass it along to you.
Okay.
I want Ron Johnson to require everybody to see life at every stage of being shot by a military-style weapon, a high-velocity bullet. Mm. Every stage of that, what people experience when they're critically or fatally shot. But also, as abhorrent as it could be, what does a 2-inch bleeding wound look like after it's ruptured your organs? From ambulance to morgue, Ron, show us. All right? Mm. Boy, this guy. And everybody was basically on that same tact. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it, you know, but it is, again, you know, if you want to show us every stage of abortion during mm-hmm. pregnancy, then show us every stage of a bullet wound.
Wow.
And getting shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Getting a little heavy.
Well, no, that's all right. 7:43. It's 35 degrees and highs today near 60. I want to mention something. I just want to get back to the Stephanie Miller tickets just to let folks know that one tickets, those are will call tickets. You get them at the window. Oh. And we'll, you know, you're all taken care of. We'll have two pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. And one of those pair of tickets will be in the front row at Stephanie Miller. That is happening again. That show at the Barrymore Theater, Saturday, May 11th. Okay?
All right. Clarifying that finally on this beautiful Thursday morning.
Everybody knows what's going on.
Just bring everybody up as I bring everybody back down.
Well, here we go. The roller coaster continues.
The roller coaster. We were just talking about guns. Yeah. How about Australia's mass stabbing? Everybody heard about that story?
Yeah, that happened a week or so ago. No. When was that? It was last week, I think. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, yeah. But, yeah, there was a mass stabbing. Didn't involve guns.
No, it was just a stabbing. But get this. Journalist calls U.S. megas gun nuts for arguing Australia needs more weapons after mass stabbing of defenseless women at the Bondi Westfield in Australia, okay? This is a Sky News Australian correspondent has criticized what she labels as gun nuts from the United States for seizing upon the tragedy to advocate for increased access to firearms in Australia. Mm. Of course, they have strict laws now, and they haven't had the mass shootings that they used to have.
Well, yeah, they put those laws in effect more than 20 years ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago. They cracked down and they got gun control. And
well, calling them gun nuts is correct, sir.
Yeah, right.
The core of the news correspondent's argument lies in the belief that a society is more with more weapons is not inherently safer. That's her point, and that's my point, everybody's point. She contends it could exacerbate violence. The idea that adding more firearms to the mix could prevent similar tragedies is ridiculous to those who want stricter gun control laws.
Let's go back to the Wild West days. Everybody gun-toting, you know, everybody's got a gun. Then it's all, you know, fair for everybody.
Right.
That's what they just, everybody get a gun.
Well, it's interesting. Last night on Busted Pencils, they were talking about guns. Mm. And just the idea of gun control, they focused, one of the individuals focused on the word control. Right. No one likes control. Mm. So then when you bring up gun control, no one likes the idea of being controlled. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a negative and not a really good word to use if you're trying to make your point about gun safety. Mm. Okay, so now if they go into the gun safety part of it, and now they're thinking, well, you know, the safest part is to have more guns.
Right.
And they're kind of trying to flip that around and use the terminology that everybody's using in order to control guns.
There you go. Sam?
We just got a text in from Kurt in Madison about your comments earlier about abortion from Ron Johnson.
Yes.
Show them what child poverty looks like at every year of life. Show them what happens with children in school when they have not eaten. Mm. Johnson, both of them, they are morons.
Absolutely. Boy, that's a really, really good point.
Thank you, Kurt, for that text.
Know, Republicans in all the red states are basically opposing any kind of lunch program year-round. It covers the summer for those kids who aren't in school. Of course, during the summer, they still need to eat, and these are people who can't afford to eat. Child poverty is huge in this country. We had an experiment during COVID where we increased the amount of funding to low-income individuals you know, who are in stress, and it worked. We cut child poverty in half.
Yeah.
And then we saw the experiment. It worked. And Republicans said, ah, to heck with that.
Yeah, it's costing too much money. Yeah. Let's drop this program.
Ah, to heck with that experiment. It worked.
Yeah, kids don't need to eat. They don't need to sit in the classroom. They can let them be hungry all day.
And their point is that they don't want to take money from the federal government.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all it is. Yeah. And by the way, that money in the federal government is from us.
Yes.
Okay,
it's our money.
We put it there.
Everybody's money.
Yes.
Yeah. Republicans, Democrats, everybody.
So they want to keep the money that we put there away from us so they can give, again, another tax cut from Trump. He's promising the wealthy another tax cut.
Well, that's what it's all about. We've got to take care of the wealthy. You know, they need tax cuts.
It goes around
every time.
I don't know. I don't know why we actually, you know, we believe in that meme now. It's become normalized in some way, shape, or form. But again, you know, we pay the taxes. We want those taxes to help us and create a better society, a more civil society, a safer society, and one that, you know, can move along and advance. But they want to keep the money that we put in there away from us. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. Hey, next, we've got some odds and ends, some tidbits, some leftovers are headed your way. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those!
Funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Sometimes the leftovers are the best part.
We could donate some of our leftovers to school lunches.
That's right.
Eat paper. You got a story on this, don't you,
Sam?
Sam?
Yes, I do. It happened probably 2 or 3 weeks ago that it first... this campaign first started. My sixth grade social studies teacher, his name is Yao Yang. He quit being a teacher and became a pastor. This is in Wausau, Wisconsin. And he found out recently that there was like over $25,000 worth of lunch debt within the Wausau and D.C. Wow. Everest school districts. I went to D.C. Everest. Oh. And he found out about this and started a campaign immediately to crowdfund money to clear these lunch debts. And he did it in under a week, which is kind of insane.
That is.
But I like all these news stories coming out of Wausau are congratulating him and like they're feel good stories for like this good thing that he did.
Sure.
And it is a really good thing that he did to help these kids and their families out. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I'm seeing it in like the Facebook comments on these stories is that, yes, this is a good thing that he did, but we shouldn't need to have this problem in the first place. The concept of school lunch debt for kids shouldn't need to be a thing. And some parents were commenting also that they like for some reason don't want their kid to like buy hot lunch or whatever, and that's why they had lunch debt. But if we have the ability to feed our kids for free, why wouldn't we do that? It's just common sense, I think.
Exactly. And the federal government is offering to do that.
Right, exactly.
Nationwide. And there shouldn't be anyone that opposes feeding our kids, right?
Yeah, we're getting some texts in here. First up, Kurt says, show them what child poverty looks like. At every year of life, show them what happens when children in school have not eaten. Johnson, both of them are morons. And another comment from Mark from Prairie du Sac. Maybe people should read, or in my case, the poem, Bishop, what is that? I can't read it from here. Hatto? Bishop Hatto? I think so. It's about greed and attitude of some of our some of those at the top toward the rest of us. Well, that's true.
Yes.
And he says, I read that in eighth grade. Okay.
I mean, we have the ability to fund this stuff, and really, why not do it? And turning it down, the offer of federal funding for school lunches, just for everyone, not just, you know, specifically low-income individuals who are, as you know, sometimes, you know, pointed out in the lunch line, you know, that they have a card and that they are in debt. And, you know, a lot of times, even my kids, you know, were denied lunch because I forgot to put money in their lunch fund.
You do it online now.
You do it online, and they always send you reminders, but they always make it a nightmare trip into internet hell to try to log in. And then your login doesn't work, and you try and try.
And a lot of times parents are, you know, both working, you know, and they don't have time to make the lunch or, you know, forget to. Yeah.
And the kid is going up to the line and, being turned away.
Oh, my God.
It freaks you out.
Can't imagine.
It really does freak you out. Okay. You know, discipline is the thing. You know, we have to, you know, we got to draw the line and be disciplinarians. This is a very important
thing
Christian nationalism. I'm slipping that in.
Okay.
Yes, religion has no place in our government, and there's a great example why. The Bible apparently supports the physical abuse of children, including those with disabilities. Now,
Wait a minute. Where
no,
are you
no, this is true.
What?
This is true. Let's play cut 134. Our laws should be based on reason and facts, not on mythology or the Bible. But instead, there are a lot of people that want to change that. Oklahoma State Representative Shane Jett criticizes a bipartisan bill restricting corporal punishment in schools against students with disabilities. I am not kidding you. Here it is.
Effectively, we're taking a tool that has been in the hands of parents and in the hands of schools to maintain discipline. And we're removing it from the parents' prerogative and saying, we, Big Brother, the state of Oklahoma, knows what's best for your child. And we're removing an entire motivational tool.
And that is?
From discipline in the classroom.
Okay.
And this is an erosive and a corrosive element in the United States whenever Dr. Benjamin Spock published a book that said, don't discipline your children, don't spank your children. And a lot of people don't know that. His voice was elevated because it fit a particular agenda.
Oh.
Dr. Benjamin Spock was a socialist.
Oh, no.
Who ran for the People's Party. That means he's a communist.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And disrupting discipline and defying scripture is precisely what the Communist Party and socialists do by increment. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 22:15. Mm-hmm. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it from him.
There you go.
So at the end of the day, it's a very simple question. Do you believe the parents have the right in partnership with the schools to determine what disciplinary protocols should be put in place? Protocol. Or are we going to create an entire class of individuals sending a strong message from here? We know better than the parents. And if you have hearing impairment or you're visually impaired, suddenly you're in a class of people that cannot be disciplined. Are we sending a message that we don't love our children? Whoever spares the rod hates their child. But the rod of discipline will drive foolishness from their hearts.
That's
Lord,
that's
help us.
That's Christian nationalism.
Yikes!
At its most nightmarish.
Well, having I'm a grandfather of two special needs kids, and hearing that kind of talk, it just drives me crazy. That people don't know what disabled folks are up against every day of their lives, 24/7.
Yeah.
And then when they get to school, it really bothers me that people don't have the awareness of what special needs kids or disabled kids already are going through.
Right.
And, I'm disgusted by those kind of remarks.
And he's applying it to every kid.
Yeah, everybody
just,
right across the board.
Not just ones with disability.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously going after people with disability is just repugnant. absolutely insane. And of course, you heard him also tie in the Christian nationalism with the government. Mm-hmm. So now it's a partnership, and parents really don't have control.
Absolutely. Hey, we got to wrap things up. Tomorrow is the last Friday of the month. You know what that means, Dumpster Fire Friday.
Oh,
here.
Yes.
We extra leftovers will be tossing those in the dumpster. Also, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview and more Stephanie Miller tickets. Have a great day.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.